This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Cutting mode, or a responsibility mode, if you want to call it that. 888-957-9570 is the number. No guru today, but he's still here in heart, and I'm going to use one of his phrases. Is there nothing to see here with Mac Jones? Yeah, they signed Mac Jones, backup quarterback. Nothing to see here. There's a chance that's the case, but just by gauging the feedback from 49er fans and knowing the history that Kyle's had with this team, I wouldn't put anything past him. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. At 888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Do you think that, like, Brock Purdy right now, I think, is in line to make a lot of money? I don't know how much. How do you, like, where do you think this is coming from? Because if you put a gun to John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, I think they want to pay Brock Purdy.
Okay.
But what I'm wondering is if we're seeing a, I don't know, like an internal struggle between ownership and the front office, where ownership is saying, dude, we've paid so much money for you guys, and you've come close, but now these investments are not returning. Like, they're not getting us what they want. And I can't continue to foot this bill. So you got to get rid of this much money. You can't pay the quarterback this much money. And I know that might suck, but you just got to figure it out. Like, I wonder if we're beginning to see, because it's not just Mac Jones. That's a singular move, and it's interesting. But all of these moves combined, it's leading me to believe, like, it feels like Jed York is trying to take back this football team from people that have spent irresponsibly for the last couple of seasons and have not returned a Super Bowl. You know, it feels a little bit like what the Warriors tried to do this past off season, which was dial things back. And I think that was different because they wanted to, you know, gain more flexibility. And they did put themselves in a position to make a trade like the one for Jimmy Butler. But They couldn't foot the most expensive tax bill in the NBA, in the history of basketball, for a team that didn't make the postseason. And it's almost like, I just get the feeling York is looking at this team and be like, well, we're not going to be that great. We're not going to be a Super Bowl contender. And so I'm not going to pay $334 million, which is the amount of cash that he shelled out last season. And I wonder what Kyle and John think about that. Like, that's, generally, you don't win without spending money, and it's not like they're just cutting back a little bit. Like, they're eating a ton of money this year, and they're stripping themselves of top salaries. Like, it's just strange.
Well, I also think, and I think I've said this before, and people have said you're nuts, but I haven't ruled this theory out either. Is I think there's a chance that the 49ers view the quarterback, Kyle Shanahan views the quarterback situation in a way where he knows that if you can have a competent quarterback at low money, it strategically gives you an advantage because you can obviously build more weapons around a quarterback who's not paid a lot of money. And maybe Kyle Shanahan is the kind of guy who says, we cannot pay a quarterback, top five quarterback money, if we don't believe he's a top five quarterback. And, oh, by the way, everybody out there who says Mac Jones stinks, I had the last pick in the draft, and because he was making so little money, he was very competent and maybe better than competent. We were able to put a hell of a team around him, and you know what? I want to go about it that way until I am convinced beyond belief that we have a quarterback worth paying top five quarterback money. Now, what would fly in the face there would be like, well, Steine, Garoppolo, when they paid him, was among the highest paid quarterbacks. But I think if we look back at that contract, yeah, the money was high, but they had flexibility with it.
To me, what flies in the face of that is your inactivity in free agency. If your goal is to cut back money in order to reinvest or redistribute it, then I get that. If you're going to tell me that you're going to play hardball with Purdy because you want to allocate that money elsewhere, I get that. I understand that. They haven't done that. There's been zero action this offseason that the Niners are willing to pay big money for another free agent. In fact, the Joey Bosa miss, to me, is evidence of that. Joey Bosa's making 12.7, 12.8, whatever it was, one-year deal. I think if the Niners had overpaid, they could have gotten Joey Bosa. If they had been willing to offer him $15 million to come play with his brother, I think they would have been able to get him. I could be wrong.
Right.
But I don't think that Joey Bosa was just set on playing for the Buffalo Bills. He was going to where the money was. And the Niners didn't feel like he was worth it. The DeMarcus Robinson deal is a bargain deal. You know, even to some extent, maybe the tight end deal that they just got for Luke Farrell, you know, it's $11 million guaranteed. They might see that as a bargain for a tight end, too. They haven't made any moves that are splash moves. In fact, their inaction in day one and day two of free agency means that even if they have money to spend and they sit back and they bide their time and they save cash here and they get off of this guy, who's left to go buy? You know, it just leads me to believe like you're almost playing for next season.
Well, that's what I was going to kind of bring up. What if Shanahan and Lynch think this is a kind of a 2-year project to get things back in line? Because if you look at it on the surface right now, I mean, the 49ers may be the least active team in free agency. They have stripped payroll, and they have not replaced those guys with free agents that they paid. So as of right now, the 49ers are in cost-cutting mode. Now, we've got to find out if they're in cost-cutting mode because Purdy's on the verge of a big deal, or they're in cost-cutting mode because they're actually pivoting in a pretty strong direction. And obviously, we're going to find that out in the next several months, but I think it's interesting in the context of everything that's happened already in free agency, which is nothing. Nothing's happened in free agency for them.
No, and everything has happened around them in free agency. You know, the Rams, they went and got Devontae Adams. You know, the Seattle Seahawks, whether you think he's better or worse, they traded DK Metcalf, but they went and got a new quarterback. Like, teams around them are making moves. I think the Cardinals also got someone worth note. My point is the Niners have been not only just the least active team in free agency, but of the teams that I think we believe at the end of the season, like I thought that this last season was a bit of a blip. I don't want to say fluky, but a lot of things did not go their way that contributed to a 6-win season. if they ran it back, maybe not paying guys, but, you know, you move, you get off of Debo. You don't bring Juszczyk back. You know, there are players that are core members of your group, but you don't have to pay them. Like, you could still be pretty competitive against a last-place schedule in a division that compared to the NFC North and the NFC East is, it's probably the second worst division in the NFC. The South would be the easiest. But, like, you still got a pretty good shot to make the playoffs. All of their moves, to me, either they think the players on their team are a lot better than they played like last year, or they just don't have an interest in being a team that can make noise this year. It's very different from what they did from 2020 to 2021. I mean, they're literally just getting off of guys and saying, all right, we're going to draft our replacements and we're going to have guys step up and we're just going to roll the ball out there and see what happens. Plus paying your quarterback a sizable raise, whatever the number is going to be. It's just, the messaging is just really conflicting.
Yeah, I hear you there. This is from the 415. Last season was Super Bowl or bust. It went bust, and this is the fallout. Let's go to Lee in San Jose. Hey, Lee, how you doing, man? You what are you thinking, Lee?
I'm here, brother. How you doing, okay?
Yeah, doing great. Thank you.
What's up?
This thing stinks. Shanahan is, he stinks. You do not do this to this young kid who busted his ass and played like a chicken with his hair on fire all year, these last 2 years, because there's no offensive line. You can't spot check an offensive line, but you have to have a complete line that works as one unit. They don't have that. I don't care what kind of quarterback you have. He's going to be running around throwing up hot air balloons like poor kid. If his agent is any kind of agent, he's going to come out to the 49ers with all of his guns a-blazing, pardon the pun. The 49ers are a bad, bad operation. You mess this up, it's over. The kid deserves better than that. If he asks for the moon, they better give it to him. They better pay him, or he's gone. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate the call. Is it kind of, do you feel like it's sticking it to Brock by even making this signing?
Or no.
Do you think it's one of those things where if they still really believe, look, if they really believe in Purdy and they know they're getting something done, they've told Brock Purdy, relax, he's just a backup.
Well, I mean, if you want to be specific, like Josh Dobbs just signed a 2-year, $8 million deal with the Patriots, and moments ago, Brennan Allen just agreed to a 1-year deal with the Titans. So, like, you literally have no other quarterbacks in the room.
Right, and this is going rate for a backup, pretty much.
Yeah, it might be towards the higher end. I'm not quite sure. You know, I think it's a good move for Mac Jones because of the track record of Shanahan with his backup quarterbacks, even the ones that have had a chance to start. And if you're the Niners, you know, you at least have a player who has started as a quarterback in case it. I know that he's, I think Brock Purdy's only missed 3 games due to injury in his career, but to be fair, he's played with rib injuries. He's played with shoulder injuries. He obviously tore up his elbow. So it's not as if Purdy hasn't been, he hasn't just been a man of steel that you can pencil in for 17 games a year. So maybe the Niners also recognize, like, we need a better backup than Brandon Allen. And Mac Jones was the best one out there that they could find. I guess I just, to me, it might sound crazy. I don't think it impacts the leverage of either side in these negotiations for the quarterback. Mm. I don't think it moves the needle one way or another. I think it was a position of need that they absolutely had to get. They might even sign another quarterback. I don't know. And Mac Jones is someone that Kyle Shanahan obviously liked in the past, and so it fits. But Brock Purdy's value going up or down because of this move, I don't see it.
Fair enough. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to stay on the 49ers for the next segment. I want to take all these calls that are on the other side. And then at late morning, after the segment, we'll start easing into the Golden State Warriors. We'll have Jason Timpf of The Volume Sports. network and podcast. He'll join us. He's been on before, and he's always been high on the Warriors, and I got to believe he's even more high on them now. We're going to replay the Steph Curry interview, not all of it, but about 15 minutes worth of that Steph Curry interview at 12:20, because we didn't really have a chance to talk about some of the interesting things that Steph said. So we'll finish up here with the Niners. We'll get back to the Golden State Warriors, and we will be back after this break. But coming up on the game, it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians. They check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tell you what, Rizzotto's on his A game and has been now for a couple days. Steven, great job yesterday from here while we were out at Chase Center. And nothing like coming into a little Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, you could sing just as good as him.
Just as well.
Good job, Pasta.
That's not saying much at
I've
all.
I've heard you talk about him before.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Only once?
I listen.
I love it. All right, we are talking about Mac Jones, the signing that the San Francisco 49ers made, ostensibly to be Brock Purdy's backup. Ooh, or is he? I don't know. It's one of those things where, you know, I've been taking in the texts and the calls, and I feel like, you know, a lot of people agree with you, Evan. Not a lot to see here. They believe that Mac Jones is simply the backup to Brock Purdy, not unlike what they did with Sam Darnold. I feel like something more might be going on, and especially in the wake of how the 49ers have started the free agency. I'm just going to need to see Brock Purdy get paid before I'm going to assume that he's going to get paid. That's it. I'm not saying they're not going to, but now I'm like, okay, let's see what they pay Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I mean, again, if I'm going to go down that path, to me, it's like last year you didn't have any insurance for Trent Williams. You didn't really have any insurance for Christian McCaffrey. You had some insurance for Brandon Ayuk, but unfortunately that first-round pick got shot before the season started. Now you at least have some insurance for Brock. I just don't think it's very good insurance. Like if you're looking at health insurance and you're signing up on California Gov, like this ain't the gold plan. You know, this is in the bronze category. You're paying $25 a month. You got some pretty high premiums. Like you're not sitting pretty in the insurance category. So I still think they're going to pay Brock. And it's less about Mac Jones than it is, like, all of these moves together to me are just confusing. And I'm struggling to get a picture of what the Niners want out of this upcoming season. And some people have chimed in. They are correct. We got to see how the rest of the offseason plays out.
No doubt.
We got to see what other moves they make. Are they going to be active? Who do they draft is going to be obviously of the utmost importance considering some of the fat that they've stripped from the roster. But because they've sat so long in free agency, there's just not really a lot of guys out there that I think are going to be impact players that can help get this team back to the playoffs. You know, to me, whether they make the postseason or not, which I do believe is still an attainable goal, is going to be dictated by the guys on the roster that are here, by their core players. And I think that Brock Purdy is a big part of that. So I think they're still going to pay him. You know, I don't think Mac Jones impacts his salary that much. And I think the hard ball that the Niners will eventually play with him, they would have done that if it was Mac Jones or if they signed Matt Steinmetz to be the backup quarterback.
All right. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, Steiny. Evan, what's going on, man? Yep. I'm surprised at you two.
Ooh.
I'm surprised at you two.
Yeah, we're going to come to blows, Leroy.
Well, I expected you guys to pull this out. You guys probably were later. But real quick,
yep.
This reeks of the love that Kyle Shanahan has always had with Kirk Cousins. And I think that this Mac Jones move have said to me that Kyle's going to try to either get Aaron Rodgers or who he's in love with, Kirk Cousins. And this is they're going to lowball Purdy with the lowest offer possible. And he's probably going to turn it down, and they're probably okay. Because Kyle Shanahan, I don't think he's very good with coaching young quarterbacks. I think he wants a veteran quarterback. It's why he went for Garoppolo, who really had no experience, but he sat behind Brady, and that's why they got him. But when Patrick Mahomes was out there, I mean, we didn't know what he could be. But I wanted them to draft a quarterback, and they got Garoppolo. So I think Kyle Shanahan is comfortable with these veterans quarterbacks. We know he loves Kirk Cousins, and Rodgers is out there. So don't be surprised if we have either Kirk Cousins or Rodgers as our starting quarterback and Mac Jones as the backup.
Mm. Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate it. That's another one.
You haven't dismissed that.
No, I haven't.
Have you Steiny, but see, what have you dismissed about the 49ers?
Nothing.
Off-season?
Nothing this offseason. Nothing. But here's where I would not bet on Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins to be the 49ers starting quarterback. No, I would not bet on that. Of course not. But I would clearly be less shocked than a lot of people if one of them ended up being the quarterback. I do. Especially if this if they're internally billing this as a reset season. Because here's the other thing that I think could play into this. And this, again, they'll never acknowledge this. Their schedule is so easy next year that they might feel like they could stumble into 10 wins in the division and make the playoffs, which would then set the stage for building another kind of iteration of a playoff team. But that's just me. And Leroy, apparently. But Caleb's in Livermore. How you doing, Caleb?
What's going on, man? Steiny and Evan, how's it going?
Going well, man.
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good. All right, before I jump into Mac Jones real quick, quick little points. First off, I want to give my condolences to Goo, man. Thoughts and prayers with him and his family right now.
Thank you.
No doubt.
100%. And then, look, a few callers ago, we're talking about potentially the Niners drafting Ashton Jeanty. Well, one thing about Ashton Jeanty is that he's been mocked to the Raiders, and the Raiders actually just signed a former Niner, Raheem Mostert, to a one-year $2 million deal. So it looks like he'll probably be going there. But to go to Mac Jones, look, man, Steiny. I see you on YouTube, man. I see the smirk trick you're looking. You're laughing at people. You're trying to stir something up. Look, man, Mac Jones is the backup quarterback. That's it. That's all it's going to be.
Right.
Kyle Shanahan likes Mac Jones. He likes him. But he's not a starter. Steiny, stop.
All right, so you think you know, it's just going to be Purdy at whatever they pay him and Mac Jones as his backup?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, what, do you want to see Mac Jones starting over Brock Purdy?
Do I want to? I don't really have a vested interest in it.
Don't ask him that question.
But, you know, this is one to me, Caleb, that there are a lot of people that are thinking like you think, and there's a lot of people that are thinking, huh, does this mean more than just they signed a backup quarterback?
Well, who's available? I mean, you got Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. I think Brock Purdy is better than both of those guys, so.
All right.
They're going to get a deal done.
All right, Caleb, appreciate the call.
Thanks, Caleb.
Caleb in Livermore.
All right.
Stop it, Steiny.
Well, you're just not dismissing it. You're not saying that it would work out or be better. I mean, I do think it's fair that it feels like everything's on the table right now for the Niners, because I don't really know what direction they're moving in outside of getting cheaper. That's the only thing I feel positive and have clarity on about the Niners, is that they're trying to strip themselves of salary. And they're doing it pretty efficiently. I mean, again,
they've done a great job at it, and they could really complete the job if they wanted to. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, why not just go all the way into the deep end? No, if they, so far, March 13th, 2025. If last year they were all in, right now they look to be all out. And if they do not sign Brock Purdy, or they, I think, play with fire and have Mac Jones as their starting quarterback come September, whatever, to me, you are all out. You are officially all out on the season.
I wonder.
Well, and then as far as the quarterbacks that Caleb brought up and that you suggested, I think Rodgers would probably be more likely than Kirk, because Kirk is under contract for a few more seasons, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, I mean, he would be a stopgap. But like, then what's the plan? You're right back where you were this year, looking for a quarterback.
I mean, if this is a reset season,
yeah. What am I going to watch this year, Steiny? Like, oh, you know, me and Lowe would be down there doing pregame shows and watching this team and in the locker. Like, what am I there to watch?
I'll tell you what you're there to watch. You're there to watch a team that's going to compete. And I'm gonna argue against myself right here.
So do the Hawks.
So remember when Jim Harbaugh took over the 49ers?
Yes.
And I think it was a lockout season, and he gave the playbook to Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And they came into that season, and everybody thought the Niners were going to stink. Flat out stink. And Harbaugh had a great first year. I want to say they went 13-3 and went deep into the playoffs. I can't remember if it was a Super Bowl year or not. And, I mean, who knows how Shanahan and Lynch really view this team. They may think, even though they don't have any players on it right now, that they can field a playoff team with expending less money.
That I believe. Yeah, I think they are trying to make the playoffs and spend less money. But it's one thing to spend less money, and it's another thing to, like, they removed themselves from the stock market. Like, they saw, you know, the Dow Jones going down. And things are not looking well. And instead of, well, maybe plucking a couple stocks here and, you know, maybe getting out of this index fund and relieving themselves of some bonds, they just went full bore, I'm out. They pulled everything out. And if it's to redistribute it to their quarterback and some other stock that, you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I do.
Then that makes sense to me. But if you're just pulling out just to pull out, don't cut that, then I really have to question what direction you're taking your franchise.
You know, there are things called a rebuild after you don't get it done.
Well, rebuilding after you... Well, yes.
I mean, look, they 5 years they've been knocking on the door. They didn't get it done. You know what? Move on.
Well, then trade Ayuk. Trade Brandon Ayuk. Trade... seriously, if you're going to do it,
well,
trade Nick Bosa.
Maybe they wouldn't mind trading Ayuk, but right now it's not feasible because of his health. Ben in Berkeley.
Damn it, that's going to live with me.
What's up? Yeah, that one hurt. Ben in Berkeley, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Steiny and Evan?
Going well,
great
thank
show.
You.
Oh, I like the Bob Dylan song at the top.
Thank you, you know, thank you, Steven.
Bob Dylan had a great lyric. He said, "Once the moral of the story and the moral of the song that one should not be where one does not belong."
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, he uses words.
Here we go.
He uses words like numbers, Ben.
What does that mean?
It's cryptic. Yeah. Very cryptic.
He can rhyme the tick of time.
Absolutely. It probably had more to do with the Vietnam War. But here we are. Here we are talking about Brock Purdy getting signed to the $330 million contract. The Niners are basically saying, look, you did great the first 2 years you were here. If we had to pay you the $330 million and you had two Super Bowls and you weren't hurt and we had a great team, we'd probably do it. But my man has injuries. He's short. It's going to be hard for him to connect with Ayuk because they're both very short. If he had a taller quarterback could hit Ayuk much easier. That being said, the Niners are not—they're not going to pay him no $330 million, and he's not going to play for them if he doesn't get his $330 million because he already gave up his youth. He's older now, and what about so now we got 3 years in. This is going to be year four. We're going on year five. The Niners are looking at Jalen Hurts. Look how fast he is on the field, and they're saying this guy's not even close to this guy when it comes to speed. So what are you going to do? You got to go get Aaron Rodgers, like you're saying. You're going to cut ties with Purdy. You're going to go draft Shedeur Sanders. You got to back up in Mac Jones, and you're going to go from there, and you're going to save $330 million. That's a great option as to having the same team we had last year with a max out quarterback who's probably not going to have a great year this year, and then you're going to have to wait till next year. So what do you got? A guy that's been in the league 5 years. He's hurt. He's short. He's slow. He's getting old.
No, he's not slow. Ben, he's not slow. Come on
Damn,
now.
Ben.
He's not?
No.
He don't look fast to me.
Yeah, he can scamper. He's like a mouse in the kitchen.
I mean, for a little guy, he's got some little quicks. I saw that before, but I'm not seeing that right now. And he doesn't score in the red zone. So let's put that on. And you know what? He's probably thinking, you know what? It's Kyle Shanahan's fault. Because that guy ain't been able to score in the red zone for 100 years. So they're both probably thinking, Kyle Shanahan's thinking, this guy's holding me back. And then Purdy's thinking, well, Shanahan's holding me back. So I'm not – if you're Purdy, why would you take less money? Say, give me my $330 million or let me go.
All right, Ben, I appreciate it.
Don't keep me here at no $5 million.
I appreciate it. $330
Yeah, get him,
they're not going to need to they're not going to need to pay him that. Come on, he can – let's get – Purdy can scamper. Come on. He's got that quick twitch.
Well, what's the stat that everyone says? He's got the same shuttle time as Lamar Jackson or something? I mean, no, seriously, every time someone says he's not a good athlete, someone will throw that number in your face, whatever it is.
I mean, I do think Purdy's a pretty good athlete, and his running is fine. I think he's actually pretty good when he gets flushed.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest difference. Well, I think he is a better decision maker than Mac. I think some people might not like to hear it, but his arm is like just as good, but he can run. You know, and I don't know. I think Brock Purdy, just because of his stature, gets a little bit underappreciated, you know, for his athleticism. But it's neither here nor there. I do agree with Ben that if you're Purdy, you can't take a significant pay cut. Like, you're talking $25 or $30 million a year, and I'm sorry. His agent should be fired if he takes a $30 million per year deal. Like, Josh Allen just got $55 per on his new extension, but he got the largest guaranteed amount of money ever. So he's getting that dollars. He's getting that. He took like $5 million less. Like, Josh Allen's like, why should I take top of market money? It's like, well, yeah, but all right. So you took $20 million less over the course of 4 years. There's a massive difference between going from 60 to 55 and going from 50 to 30.
No, I hear you. You know what, though? I remember saying this back in the day with JaVale McGee. And I get it. It's not apples to apples. But I remember when JaVale McGee was really helping the Warriors during their title run. And he was making $2 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jazz would come into town with Rudy Gobert making $25 million. And I always thought...
Warriors legend.
I always thought, well, Gobert's not 10 times better than JaVale McGee. He's just not. But he's got 10 times the salary.
Yeah, he is when he plays Jokic.
Well... And then I kept thinking, well, I mean, maybe you pay Brock Purdy 50 or 40, is he really five times as good as Mac Jones? No.
Well, he'd be more than that.
I know it's a skewed way to look at it, but...
No, I know. Well, it'd be more of is he 10 times better than Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's true.
But the numbers are just so ridiculous. Like, I think it's hard to do that. Also, the biggest question I have about Brock is, can he get better, right? Because he's still young. Mac Jones, I don't want to think about him being the starting quarterback for the Niners, because I don't see that going very well, especially if he's throwing to DeMarcus Robinson and Ricky Pearsall. I think you can get more out of this team with Brock Purdy than you can from Mac Jones. I hope that's not coming across as a hot take.
No.
But the Niners, again, I wonder if they're trying to create almost like a two timeline thing.
Uh-oh.
And that doesn't generally end well, or it ends with you bringing it back to one singular timeline. Like, okay, are you going to spend all 11 draft picks on these rookies, and a lot of them are going to play. You know, you already had a lot of rookies played last year. So, you know, losing Charvarius Ward might not be terrible because you got Green who can step in and play corner. Losing Hufanga might not be terrible because Mustafa looks like a good player. Like, is that just what you're going to do? You know, what I don't think the Niners have to do is sell their plan to Warner, Bosa, Trent, CMC, because those guys are paid.
Right.
You got your money, you got your guaranteed bucks. It Kittle. You don't have to sell it to them. That's what they're paid to do. But you have to have a plan. Like, whatever the plan is, I just don't know what it is right now.
Well, what if the plan was, you know, we have always liked Mac Jones. Let's get him in here to be the backup. But there's a number that we're not going to go beyond for Brock Purdy. And if push comes to shove with Brock, we'll go in another direction at starting quarterback. I mean, hell, is it... What if at the start of camp they've got Cousins, Purdy, and Mac Jones?
It's like high school tryouts.
Hey, I don't know. It's all food for thought. And the one thing I always come back to is I never feel like I know what's up with Kyle Shanahan and how he feels about a quarterback.
Well, apparently he likes average ones. That's what I keep hearing from people.
No, it's not true.
What?
Because we know for a fact he likes Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins ain't average. He's above
You're
average.
You're right, but last year he was below average.
He's above average.
He got a spot taken by a rookie with three ACL surgeries. It's panic season in Atlanta.
Well, no doubt.
Steiny.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's panic season. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'll clean up the 49er calls on the other side, and then we'll jump into some Warriors at about noon. And then coming up at 12:20, I'm going to replay the Steph Curry interview from yesterday because we did not have a chance to react to it. And there were so many things that Curry said that I want to get into, including he doesn't think he's done in 2 years. So maybe this isn't the end of the Steph Curry era. Maybe it's just the beginning of the end of the Steph Curry era. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Don't forget, Guru and I will be at Public Market Emeryville tonight for a watch party. We'd love for you to come see us. The Warriors play the Sacramento Kings. And that segment was brought to you by that very same Public Market Emeryville.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Guru is attending to a family matter. He will still be there tonight, though, at Public Market Emeryville to watch the Warriors-Kings game with me and hopefully with a bunch of you guys. You're more than welcome to come out and have a beer or two with us and watch the Warriors. Ideally, keep things rolling. They got to keep things rolling.
-7 tonight against Sacramento. Now, one of my friends said he's going to pull up. So if Peter and his wife, Emma, come by, tell him I had to do pre and post game, but they live across the street from there, apparently.
Okay. So. You know, one thing I want to check on, is it possible Sabonis plays tonight? I saw that
he's been out.
I saw he was ruled out. He's back to activities, and he was ruled out for Tuesday's game, and we'll check on that.
Well, the injury report right now has Kuminga is probable. I think he's still got to go through pregame warm-ups, but Sabonis is questionable with a hamstring strain, which is better than what he's been the last few. It's been Valanciunas that's been starting for him.
Exactly. So, and the Kings need it. The Kings need it. If the Kings don't win tonight, they can kiss 6 or 7 goodbye, I would think.
Also, no Thursday jokes. Scoo's got something serious.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He'll be back tomorrow. It's just...
Seriously, think about this, guys out there.
And gals.
I mean, guy's at a funeral right now. And he's still going to hold up his end of the bargain on the appearance tonight at Public Market Emeryville. So you can make a case that what he's doing today is above and beyond. Thoughts and prayers, Goo.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No doubt.
Let's go to, let's jump in with Dennis in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing, man?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Going well, thank you.
I don't know what they're doing with the 49ers, but it seems like there's obviously there's some kind of reset. Whether they're going to rebuild or not, I don't know. But at this point, I think that's a possibility and might be the right thing to do, because if you look at that, you look at that Super Bowl. The Eagles are really good, and you're not going to beat them right now with the roster that you have. But I don't know. You could see how the Eagles beat the Chiefs. That was the line play, both
right.
The offensive line and defensive line for the Eagles. They dominated that game, and that's what won that game. So I'm hoping that the Niners, they have 11 picks. I'm hoping that they pick, at the top of the draft, a couple offensive linemen, a couple defensive linemen. Now, whether or not they're in a full rebuild, we'll find that after the draft. You may see
exactly.
McCaffrey get traded. Maybe they can dump Trent Williams off to a team that's contending, something like that. I'd love to get rid of Trent Williams. Shanahan is his own fault. He didn't draft a tackle in 2024, and Trent Williams held him hostage. I don't know. It's hard to argue with Shanahan because he's had a lot of success, but he's also done a lot of dumb things. And I think that him and Lynch might be on the hot seat with Jed.
Well, that's
I don't know.
No, I appreciate it, Dennis. But the one thing that, I mean, if they're stripping the roster and they're resetting, how can they really be on the hot seat? You know what I mean? It almost sounds like the organization, and this is just right now. This is just right now. It almost feels like the organization is prepared to take a step back. Right now, it looks like that might be something that's amenable to them, with the plan being it's going to take a year or two to get back. And by the way, I don't think they're giving up on this year, because that would be foolish with the schedule they have.
No, but also to our caller's point, I don't think you can't measure yourself against everyone in the league. I think you have to measure yourself against the division. And the Rams got better in free agency so far, but they've gotten better. The Cardinals have even gotten better. They signed Josh Sweat to a massive 4-year deal. The Seahawks believe that they've gotten better because they traded DK and they got a new quarterback in. I can't say that the Niners have gotten any better since free agency started, since the beginning of the new year, and I would argue they've gotten worse with the amount of players that they've lost so far and the lack of players that they've brought in. So what they're doing to me is they're really placing all their emphasis on the draft, and that is what good franchises do. You build from within, you build with cheap labor, and you try and acquire as much young talent as possible in the draft. But because of how many positions of need they have, there's a lot of pressure upcoming on this draft, and for the ones in recent memory that those guys are going to pan out and turn out to be impactful players for you. So it's just, I think it's just risky, And right now, if you are paying your quarterback, I also think, to your point, Steiny, Shanahan and Lynch are kind of operating like they have time. I don't know if I would say they're on the hot seat, because I think we'd see more desperate moves or more money being spent if they felt like that this was a win-now season.
I completely agree. That's the part I agree with. If they're prepared to take a step back, or they kind of know that this window's closed and they've got to recalibrate, then they can't be on the hot seat. But, again, we will... I'll tell you what. Here's when I'll know this reset is actually happening. What are they drafting at 11?
Yeah.
Unless they
trade up.
When they go get Tyler Warren and then they trade George Kittle, then we'll know they're going in a different direction. Now, they have another way they could draft Tyler Warren, and that is you draft Tyler Warren and you just slide George Kittle into Trent Williams' old spot a tackle.
Well, they already signed him. His name's Luke Farrell. He's the new left tackle.
Okay. That's true. Nishi and Campbell. What's up, Nishi? How you doing?
Steiny, how you doing? On time, man. So, hey, a couple things I'm burning on this morning. What's all this talk about the Niners being in a rebuild, man? I mean, We still got Brock Purdy. We still got McCaffrey. We still got Trent Williams. Last I checked, we still got George Kittle. Why do people want to go get Shedeur Sanders? What was Ben from Berkeley talking about, Steiny?
Well,
I'm not liking that kind of call today. I think the Niners have a chance to do something this year.
Jeez. I mean, they haven't replaced any of the players that they've gotten rid of. I think that's scaring some 49er fans, and maybe rightfully so. No, we lost.
Well, I think he's right. It's like I thought at the end of the season that they weren't that far away from the playoffs. So that they're further away from the Super Bowl than they were the year that they lost to the Chiefs. But I didn't look at it as some chasm between them and, if you want to say, the Rams, who won the division. I thought that they got banged up. They were distracted the offseason. They had some off the field just tragedies befall a few of their players, and you know, including the children and Pearsall getting shot. Like, they had a lot of things go wrong this year. And I don't know, maybe that's the football god's way of saying, well, you had nothing but health the year you made the run to the Super. I don't know. I thought that some of that was going to revert back to the mean, and you'd end up being a 10-win or 11-win team, which I think is good enough to get you to the playoffs. But they're operating, it feels like, under the premise that if they don't think that they're a Super Bowl team, then why not just tear it down to the studs? Like, why not try and find your next Super Bowl core as opposed to holding on to an older, aging one that in all probability is not going to be good enough to get it done? And I think that's an admirable strategy, you know, trying to reset this thing. But to the caller's point, like, it feels like they're moving towards a rebuild. And that is, I think that's drastically different than where I thought that they'd be this offseason.
Right. The one thing I do think about the 49ers this past season and how close they may be or how close they aren't, and I can't overstate this, they stunk this year. You could make a case they didn't play one really good game.
Against a good team.
Correct. There was, if you really want to be objective about the 49ers, at no point last season did they come close to matching the level of play of the previous year. If you go through that schedule, game 1 through 17, and we look back on it objectively, they were never a playoff team this year. They never played like a playoff team. Now, a lot of it may have been circumstances, injury, age, distractions, and all that stuff. But, I mean, I don't see them. Oh, they were 6-11, but boy, they were right there at 11-6. That's the stretch that's difficult for me to make. Let's go to Michael. Michael's in Carmichael. What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
To see it.
Yeah, you do.
You really
hate to see it. You know, that's the kind of thing that's just going to rock us right now. It's gonna take us off track.
Only if you let it.
Oh boy. I mean, how do you rebound from something like that?
I don't know. Cue up some Dylan.
You know how you do it? You go to Dave in Oregon. How you doing, Dave? What's going on, my man?
What's going on, fellas? Hopefully, I can get us back on track because I don't know what's going on with that guy. But to wait around all day long just to say that. Anyways. I don't know if necessarily the 49ers may be doing a reset as opposed to maybe they're just not looking to invest in people that are coming off of major injuries or are injury prone. Let's look, right? You got Debo. They traded. He has been injury prone as good as he's been for us over the years. Hargraves ain't coming back. Hufanga, Greenlaw coming off of, you know, major surgeries. They're looking to trade Ayuk. He just tore his ACL, so maybe they're just looking to try to invest.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey!
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.